quite often in our conversations with friends and family. People will ask our thinking about politicians and about politics, especially when elections are near. That is the common topic. And then the question is, shall we get involved in that kind of stuff? As believers, what should be the best way to deal with civil issues? And how can we integrate faith in our daily life? The Pharisees and the Herodians want to test Jesus with a very sensitive question, and he gave them a very wise answer. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. What is the invitation of the Word of God for us today? First, we are invited to remember that we should always live and practice our faith. If we are active believers, then we should follow and live in accord with those principles of our faith at all times and at all circumstances and levels. Jesus also teaches us that as citizens, it's true that we have rights. But also we have obligations. And that we should fulfill also. As a testimony of our faith, we should do our best in taking care of those obligations and strive to defend what is right and just for us and for others as well. Furthermore, we are invited today to give the Lord glory and honor. That is what belongs to Him. The question then is, how can we give Him glory and honor? One way, very clear, is living our faith with integrity. If you live your faith with integrity, it's true that you will give glory and honor to God. Loving Him and our neighbors as He commanded us to do. Being just and honest in all things that we do as persons, families, and in our ordinary activities. Defending life and promoting life at all stages and levels. Promoting life, justice, unity, and peace. That can bring God glory and honor. Promoting communion and ecumenism. Playing our role in society as disciples of Jesus. In the professional field where we work or move. Among many other options that you may discover in your life. We are called to be His disciples. Then being His disciples, we can bring Him glory and honor. Be missionaries, proclaiming the good news of the gospel to others by ourselves and helping foreign missionaries who announce the gospel in our name. We can help them with prayers, personal sacrifices, or financially. We pray and remember them today, especially because this Sunday we celebrate World Mission Sunday. This Sunday is a Sunday to remember those missionaries, but to remember also that call belongs to all of us. We are called to be disciples and missionaries. And remember, the main invitation today is to give the Lord glory and honor. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith to live with sincerity and honesty our life, and give us the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us to be your disciples and missionaries in the world today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.